Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. And now, play ball. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field. Nicholson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nicholson. Power moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Virals reaches second base with a double. Batty moves to third. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty scores. Virals scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Carrion for a passed ball. Cott moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. Weiss moves to third. It's 4-1, Twins. Gary Peters pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Peters moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peters moves to third. Landis moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards second. Allen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Ray Moore now pitching. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Moore, and towards Verhals, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. Weiss moves to second. Two outs. Frank Baumann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumann is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Ray Moore. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 7-6, Twins. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Verhaals hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Allen reaches second base with a double. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jim Perry. Taylor Phillips now pitching. Wally Post pinch hits for Don Mincher. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Plyce now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power juggles the ball. That's an error on Power. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhaals. Ward moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals fields it and throws to second for the out. Ward moves to third. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Weiss moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Taylor Phillips. Bill Daly now pitching. Joe Cunningham pinch hits for Mike Hershberger. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Ward scores. Weiss moves to third. Carrion moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 7, White Sox, 7. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 7. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Horland now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Power hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-7, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Batty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing center field. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Ward reaches second base with a double. McCraw goes all the way around to score. It's 9-8 Twins. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ward moves to third. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiss is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.